How to find a good advisor for saving taxes. I'll talk about that next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Folks, you're probably aware I have a YouTube channel. It's free when you subscribe, by the way. It's called Three-Dimensional Wealth. And I try to post at least 5 times a week in-depth answers to questions that are asked anywhere from 30 to 300 times a month for the last several months. And this question has been asked many, many times. How do I find a good advisor for helping me save in the payment of unnecessary tax or what have you? And so I have helped people find the right type of accountants, CPAs, tax attorneys for years. I call them more the proactive ones instead of the accountants or bookkeepers that just sort of fill in the blanks. You hand them all your expenses and receipts, and they just put it in the right blanks on the tax return like an H&R Block might do or something, okay? So I've always advised that people look for a proactive accountant, somebody who's going to look at your situation, especially if you're a business owner, and maybe once a quarter or at least in the last quarter of the year, if you do things on a calendar year basis and not a fiscal year that's different than the calendar year, and assess maybe things that you can do before the end of the year to save unnecessary, the payment of unnecessary tax to get a better deduction. Sometimes people think, well, okay, in other words, hurry and contribute money to a 401k or an IRA or whatever. Yeah, that's what most people think that I'm talking about. But it's really understanding the bigger picture. And here's my biggest problem with a lot of CPAs and tax attorneys. They are short-sighted. In fact, most accountants are always telling you, you know, what you did with your money, okay? They show you a statement and say, here's where your money went, instead of being proactive on where should your money be going and what is giving you a good rate of return and so forth. Now, good CPAs will do that. But the problem a lot of accountants have is they only look at a single tax year. So when it comes to paying tax on, you know, your retirement accounts like IRAs or 401ks, so many times, you know, a person will ask their accountant, so if I want to avoid paying as much tax as possible this year, what would you recommend I do with my 401k? Now, I can tell you the automatic response. Well, if you don't need the money, if you're under age 72, you don't need to take anything out of there. But if you're over age 72, you have to take at least a required minimum distribution. So just take the RMD, and they think they're helping you save tax because they're only looking at a single tax year. They're not looking at the full picture. So years ago, I developed this software where I would show people the darkness of the night, so to speak, if they postponed tapping into their 401ks and their IRAs until they were forced to under the IRS required minimum distribution. It used to be age 70 and a half. Then recently they moved it up to age 72. And so many times the accountants would tell their clients, well, listen, if you don't need the money, keep deferring. It'll keep growing tax deferred. And then if you don't need the income, you got to take out the required minimum distribution. So let's simplify this. Let's say you're 72 and you have money now in IRAs and what have you that has not yet been taxed. The RMD is calculated based upon your LE. That's life expectancy. So let's say at age 72, you have a life expectancy of, let's say, 20 years, okay? So that means you'd have to take out 1/20th of all of the money in your various IRAs or 401ks that year, or you would have to pay a 50% penalty on what you should have pulled out on top of the tax. See, the government has been waiting for that tax revenue, and if they do not get it as soon as they were planning on it, do you know that government sort of plans its budgets based upon how many people are retiring, how many people are turning age 72, and they plan on getting their piece of all that money coming out of IRAs and 401ks? There's like, what, 24, 25 trillion bucks in yet-to-be-taxed IRAs and 401ks. And so the government is planning on that tax revenue. Now they have up their sleeve that all fiduciaries are supposed to look out for your best interest by maybe putting 20 to 30% of your money in U.S. Treasuries. That's what the Congressional Budget Office, Richard Cardray, who was in charge of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, is what it was. And he wanted to, at the next crash, have every licensed fiduciary be required to protect their clients by mandating that maybe 20, 30% of all 401k assets should be invested in U.S. treasuries. Well, that was a way for Uncle Sam to tap into that 23, 24 trillion bucks instead of having to wait until you retire so they can tax it. They wanted to get it in their coffers sooner. You know, that could come back. I don't know, but that's the agenda that was presented under the Obama administration. And it sounds like Biden is trying to reenact everything that they did in the Obama years. Folks, what I'm talking about right now is when you are looking for a good tax advisor, you want somebody who's going to look at the big picture. Because when I would calculate how much tax people would end up paying by postponing, deferring to some future perceived unknown advantage and then withdraw their money when it's grown to a larger sum in tomorrow's tax rates, which are not lower. Hello, when I ask audiences, how many of you in this audience, I can speak to an audience of 2,000 people, and I'll say, how many of you think taxes in the future will likely be lower? I get nothing but crickets. How many think they're going to be the same? And a few hands goes up, and then I say, how many of you think taxes in the future will likely be higher because of irresponsible government spending, the printing of money? And now we have, oh my heavens, you know, Biden is wanting to reverse all of the Trump tax cuts. He wants to take the capital gains tax from 20% up to 39.6%. He wants to do away with the step-up in basis on long-term capital gains. All those 1031 exchanges look like they're going to go out the window. There's going to be all kinds of tax, because he's got to fund all of these initiatives. We talk about Medicare for all. We talk about free college tuition, forgiveness of student loans, on and on and on and on. That's estimated to cost north of $100 trillion in the next 10 years. You divide that by 10, that's $10 trillion a year, which is twice as much money as the IRS collects in taxes in an entire year. And they already overspend the $5 trillion they do collect. Now they want to add another $10 trillion on top of that $5 trillion. Where's the money going to come from? Taxes will be going up. So what I would show people is that if you keep putting it off, you're likely not going to be in a lower tax bracket. And if you pay even on the required minimum distribution, the rest of your life expectancy, if I'm talking to, let's say, the husband, and then if he has a wife and the rest of her life, and then it's, if it's transferred down to the children. It used to be children who inherited IRAs and 401ks from their parents could keep it tax deferred until they retired. Now, the government wants the tax on that within 10 years after children inherit IRAs and 401ks. Now, when I did the math, people were flabbergasted because if they accumulated a quarter of a million, a half million, $1 million, we've had people who have accumulated $5 million. And when I showed them how much they would pay in tax by continuing to defer, to stretch it out, and throughout their life expectancy, their spouses, and then their children for 10 years, it usually ends up being as much in tax as are in the accounts at age 65 or age 70. RMDs, in my opinion, most of the time, the worst advice I've ever heard. And people always say, well, then, you know, why do they tell you to do that on those financial shows on CNBC? And I go, who's funding CNBC? government revenuers. Why would they want to kill a partnership where the government can get a piece of everything those accounts will ever grow to the rest of your lives and 10 years into your children inheriting the money? Why would they want to kill a partnership while they can continue to get a third or more of everything that account will ever generate? Just get the taxes over and done with sooner than later. This is what I call a strategic rollout, not a rollover. A rollout is the three-part strategy where you strategically get the money out of those IRAs or 401ks, maybe over a five-year period, in today's lower tax rates, and then reposition that after-tax money into something that's going to be tax-free from now on. Just because you get it out of there doesn't mean you have to spend it. And so my favorite vehicle, I call the laser fund, is tax-free. And at the end of the day, when you finally pass away, you get reimbursed, usually many-fold what you did pay in tax.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
What should you do with a 401k before retiring? Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're just joining us, in the previous segment, I was talking about how to find a good advisor for saving taxes. And I was mentioning that I like to seek out proactive accountants. CPAs that look out for your best interest into the future instead of just simply plugging into the blanks on your tax return where your money was spent. And so that's why it's sometimes hard to find good accountants. And so I've always loved working with good CPAs who are savvy. They understand proactive tax planning to avoid unnecessary tax instead of just following the herd and telling you, oh, yeah, well, I can save you tax this year. If you don't need money out of your 401k, you can just continue to defer it. And now you're continuing to build that nest egg until you have to start pulling out money at age 72. And then we'll take RMDs, required minimum distributions, and they want to look like they're a hero. They're incredible. Because they're having you take RMDs thinking they're saving tax, yes, in a given year. But when you add it up by stringing it out, I mentioned in the previous segment, people would be flabbergasted when I added up all the taxes you will pay by stretching it and by taking RMDs throughout your life expectancy, your spouse's life expectancy if you're married, and to your children. And people begin to add up the big picture and they go, oh, my heck, I'm going to pay as much in taxes as I have in those accounts at age 65 right now. And they go, golly, whose retirement was I planning? Well, Uncle Sam's if you keep doing that. And so there's a lot of real savvy CPAs that will agree immediately that the worst place to leave money when you pass away is in IRAs and 401ks to be inherited, especially by your children. And you wouldn't believe how many people think that that's smart, a stretch IRA or whatever is what they used to call those. Now, in this segment, I want to talk about what should you do with a 401k before retiring. A lot of people, they wait until they retire, whatever, and they do rollovers. A rollover, as far as I'm concerned, is going from the frying pan into the fire. This is where people take money out of 401ks because finally they can do it. Their employer allows them to. They're retiring, they're leaving, whatever. And so they roll it over to an IRA and continue to defer, thinking that's the smart thing to do, especially if they don't need the money. Nope. What I would recommend, and I've done this for many, many people when I looked at their situation from a tax standpoint, and then I would meet with their CPA or their tax attorney, and if they were savvy or if they weren't savvy, pretty soon they would understand my perspective because they were shocked when I would show them how much tax they would pay in the long run if they took RMDs and postponed until they were, 72 before they started taking RMDs. And they would say, wow, I've never thought of it this way. Because when I say, no, if we get the money out, let's say over a five-year period, we get the taxes over and done with sooner than later, Then we want to reposition that money into something that's going to be tax-free from now on. And some of the CPAs would go, well, what's tax-free? And I go, okay, well, I call it the laser fund, but it's a max funded tax advantage insurance contract is my favorite tax-free vehicle over municipal bonds or a Roth, because some people roll over to a Roth and you have to pay tax. That triggers tax. And when Roths were first introduced in 1997, it's because Senator Roth was trying to help out the government because they were hard up for money and they couldn't afford to wait around for people to retire and take RMDs. They needed some tax revenue. And so they did it for their benefit more than your benefit. But, they said, people are getting smart. Instead of getting a tax break on the contributions they make to traditional accounts like IRAs and 401ks, you get a tax break on the seed money. If you're a farmer and you bought your seed in the springtime and you didn't have to pay tax, that's a traditional IRA or 401k in that metaphor. And then you plant, you cultivate, you work hard throughout the summer and so forth. And then in the fall of life, you now sell your harvest and you have to pay tax on what you sell your harvest for. That's a traditional IRA 401k because it was based on the premise, when you retire and you sell the harvest, you'll be in a lower bracket. Well, folks, that has not been true or axiomatic for more than 25 years. Savvy accountants understand this. Most people are not in lower tax brackets when they retire. If you're in a lower tax bracket, it means that you didn't save very much. Most people save, who are savers, save enough to maintain the same lifestyle or greater lifestyle, and then they've killed their deductions along the way. They were going down the highway with one foot on the gas pedal, the other foot on the brake pedal. They didn't know they were doing it. They were putting money in tax-deferred accounts on the gas pedal, trying to grow money, and then they killed their deductions. They, pay off their house. You don't have that deduction. The kids are now gone. If they've moved back in, you can't deduct them anymore when they're adults. You're not contributing money to IRAs and 401ks. You don't have those deductions. If you're a business owner, you don't have those deductions. But Congress keeps raising taxes and taking away a lot of those deductions. So most people are in as high or higher tax brackets when they retire, even if they have less income. And so it doesn't make any sense. And so a lot of people were smart about that, and that's why they passed the Roths. So you may be rolled over to a Roth, but that's a tax-free accumulator, and you can take out tax-free income out of it. Now, my favorite vehicle, I call the laser fund, has those two benefits of a Roth long before Roths were introduced in 1997. Max funded tax advantage insurance contracts have allowed people to accumulate their money tax-free, access it tax-free for the rest of their life if they live to be 120. And then when they ultimately pass away, whatever's left blossoms most of the time and transfers income tax-free when you die. There's not a Roth around that will do that. But you can also use indexing and so forth. And so most people who use my favorite vehicle that I call the laser fund end up with anywhere from double, triple to quadruple the amount of money that traditional IRAs and 401ks generate, and even Roths. But I can prove to you mathematically that if you think taxes are going to be higher in the future, a Roth is always going to outperform or last longer with the same rate of return, the same amount of money than a traditional IRA or 401k. If taxes were to stay constant, there would be no difference. But taxes don't stay constant, and most people agree they're going to go up. If they're going to go up, a Roth is the best way to go. But do you know that I think still 91% of Americans choose to put money into traditional IRAs and 401ks? Just absolutely ridiculous. So I use the laser fund. It is what savvy CPAs and tax attorneys refer to as the rich man's Roth. And I snicker because you don't have to be rich to have one. But see, people who make too much money can't even have a Roth. But see, with the laser fund, if I want to deposit or contribute $300,000, I can design it to accommodate that. You can't do that in a Roth. It's based on a percent of your income, a certain dollar amount or whatever. And if I put in $300,000, that's great. If I only put in $30,000, fine. But I can put in the other $270,000 I made room for anytime. You can't do that with a Roth. A Roth, if you don't use the room that the government allows you to contribute in a given tax year before that tax year is over, I mean, you're basically up the creek. You can't make up for room. If you don't use it, you lose it. Now, the other reason I like the laser fund is because I can access money. I mean, if I put in $300,000, let's say, because we have business owners that do this. They use this as their account for retirement, but also their working capital. They put in $300,000, and all of a sudden, 30 days later, they needed $250,000 back for some business opportunity or whatever. You can do that in the laser fund. You can't do that with a Roth. You have to wait 5 years or till you're 59 and a half, and you can't put that much in the first place. But I love the laser fund because of its flexibility. I can use indexing, a strategy that allows me to make a good return when the market is up, but not lose when the market goes down. And when I ultimately die, it blossoms and transfers income tax free, thereby reimbursing me for any tax I did pay when I rolled out the money.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.